You're listening to SBS News.
Major flooding has returned to New South Wales, with more than 30,000 people given evacuation orders or warnings as heavy rain continues, with some communities inundated for the fourth time this year. Around 71 evacuation orders and 64 warnings are in place, covering about 32,000 people, mostly in the Hawkesbury Nepean area northwest of Sydney, where the flooding is at its worst. Evacuation centres have been set up across Western Sydney at Canley Vale, Narellan, Gymea, Richmond, North Richmond and Castle Hill, and at Gosford on the Central Coast. The Bureau of Meteorology says the heavy rain may lead to flash flooding in the Illawarra, Blue Mountains, Sydney Metropolitan and parts of the Hunter and Central Coast districts. Jane Golding from the Bureau says rain is forecast to keep falling on the New South Wales coast for the remainder of the week.
That just means that the catchments, they're not drying out, and so any follow-up systems that we get over the next couple of weeks, we are still in East Coast low season, means we the flood risk does remain, and we are asking just for a heightened level of awareness as far as what's going on with the weather at the moment.
The flood risk will remain even after the rain stops, with saturated catchments likely to react quickly to any rain in the next couple of weeks. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the latest inundation could threaten more people and properties than previous floods in Western Sydney over the last 18 months. Mr. Perrottet added, experiences in the past do not necessarily mean that the flood event will be the same, and therefore there could be a worse situation than expected. He urged people to follow the warnings and orders from the State Emergency Service.
It's been a very difficult time right across our state when it comes to flooding, particularly in the northwest region around the Hawkesbury River and Windsor and those areas of Sydney, who have not just seen flooding events like this occur once but numerous times. But ultimately, our focus is to make sure we keep people safe and we preserve people's property.
New South Wales has requested another 100 Australian Defence Force members, on top of 100 who joined the flood effort on Sunday, helping with sandbagging and door knocking in affected communities. Warragamba Dam is spilling the equivalent of a Sydney Harbour's worth of water a day, adding to the already swollen Hawkesbury and Nepean rivers. The rivers are above the major flood levels at North Richmond, Windsor and Menangle. SES Commissioner Carlene York says people in the flood-prone areas should consider putting together an emergency kit.
Important documentation, insurance documents, medication, make decisions about where you might go, ring family and friends, and be prepared that if you're the subject of an evacuation order, you are ready to leave the premises. So an evacuation order is because your premises are at risk of being flooded. Please follow those directions and please leave when we say so. You may not see the water around you, but it does mean often that the roads, the evacuation routes that you have to leave on, will be cut.
The Transport Management Centre has advised against non-essential travel and warned of delays and gaps in public transport services. People have been encouraged to delay any school holiday-related travel as well, with south coast areas at risk of prolonged flooding. Waves of up to 5 metres could also lead to coastal erosion. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.